Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll talk about some upcoming lawn care, along with updating all of our educational programming from the Extension calendar. But first, for today's Did You Know, that ranchers might not typically think about frozen water sources during this midwinter. So it's important to remember that cattle here in Kansas are relatively naive when it comes to the presence of thick ice on ponds. Calves, yearlings, and younger cattle may have never experienced ice-covered water sources, so they're more likely than older cattle to walk out into the middle of the pond as a group. Breakthroughs can be disastrous and possibly even fatal. Keep the water open and move them to a less risky situation, such as an automatic water tank. On other cold weather recommendations, make sure that the cattle have access to as much hay as they want to eat. Ruminal fermentation helps keep the animals warm. Hungry cattle cannot create as much heat from the rumination. Provide feed concentrate supplements every day if possible. Feed cattle beside or in a grove of trees or other windbreaks that is large enough for all the animals to gather. The better the windbreak, the lower the animals' cold stress. I'm sure all of our livestock producers will enjoy the temperatures that are coming this next week. In my gardening news, it's almost time to start caring for your lawn. I get a lot of questions throughout the year from homeowners about improving their lawns. With much of the Midwest locked in a cold spell, it may be hard to believe that Kansans are less than a month away from starting this year's lawn care. Cool season grasses will need some attention beginning in March. Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue are the most common cool season grasses in Kansas. Through the end of the year, following this calendar will give you a good plan for maintaining your soon-to-be beautiful lawn. In March, spot treat broadleaf weeds if necessary. Treat on the day that is 50 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer. Spot treating will be less effective if it rains within 24 hours after application. In April, apply crabgrass preventer when redbud trees are in full bloom. The preventer needs to be watered in before it should work. In May, fertilize with slow-release fertilizers if you water your lawn. If there are broadleaf weeds, spot treat with a spray or use a fertilizer that includes a weed killer. Also in May, if grubs have been a problem, apply a product that controls grubs. Irrigate with a quarter inch of water if it doesn't rain within 24 hours. June through mid-July, apply a second round of crabgrass preventer by June 15th, unless you have used a product from the April application that provides season-long control with a single application. Remember to water in the product after applying. Late July and August, if you see grub damage, apply a grub killer. The grub killer containing Dilox must be watered in within 24 hours. And in September, fertilize the lawn around Labor Day. This is the most important fertilization of the year. Water in the fertilizer if rainfall doesn't occur within 24 hours. And in November, fertilize again. This application is taken up by the roots and is not used until the following spring. Water in the fertilizer. Spray for broadleaf weeds even if they are small. Broadleaf weeds are much easier to control in the fall than in the spring. Try to spray on a day that is at least 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Use label rates for all products. On my extension calendar, our next Master Gardener program will be coming up February 25th starting at 7 p.m. with Tom Buller presenting the topic of beginning gardening. In my cow-calf news, the 108th annual Kansas State University Cattlemen's Day will be March 5th and will move to an online format due to the COVID-19 restrictions. Cattlemen's Day will have three keynote speakers from the industry's leaders. Registration is free and all is encouraged to participate in the Zoom platform. Our last program in our Zoom series for landowners with small acreage and agriculture will be March 4th starting at 7 p.m. covering opportunities for specialty crops from K-State Research and Extension. Please visit the McPherson County website or our social media posts for all the information. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. Still, remember your outside pets, and please have a safe and happy Friday.